Douglas West.
John Skinner. He's been a lay member of the Government Planning Committee, also spent 4 years as a lay member of the Health Services Consultative Committee. He made a bid to stand as an MLC last year.
Chris Thomas will be standing for Liberal Vanin. He moved to the island in 2001. He's worked at the International Business School throughout this time and previously was a financial analyst and university lecturer.
Martin Moore, born in Douglas, educated at St Ninian's High School, runs Manxman Promotions, DNA Travel Services and MH Karaoke. Also a part of a family partnership operating A1 Radio Cabs, lives in Portici. Jeff Corkish, member for the Department of Economic Development, entered into politics in 2006 following an extensive career with the Steam Packet Company. He lives in Douglas. John Shimmon, a former chairman of the Post Office and Minister for Transport, Home Affairs and Local Government and the Environment, currently the Minister of Environment, Food and Agriculture. He was first elected to Douglas West in 1996.
Douglas South.
Bill Mullarkey, standing as an independent, he was elected to Douglas South in 2006 as a Liberal Vanin candidate, but he quit the party because he wanted to take up a role in government, now the political member of the Departments of Home Affairs and Social Care. David Cretney, Minister for Community, Culture and Leisure, first elected in Douglas South in the by-election in 1985, and has since then represented the constituency in every election since. Kate Beecroft, press officer and former chairman of the Liberal Vanin Party and a Braddon commissioner, fought in the 2006 general election but lost to Martin Quayle for the constituency of Middle. She was also a runner-up in the Douglas East by-election last year.
Douglas North.
Bill Henderson, MHK for Douglas North since 1998. He's a former Minister for Agriculture and has been chairman of the Office of Fair Trading since 2008. John Horton has been MHK for Douglas North since 96. He was a sub-postmaster at Williston Post Office for 20 years and a commandant with the Isle of Man Special Constabulary.
Theo Fleurbay, he's a hotelier and businessman. Now, he believes that the nation's biggest asset is its people. He's also looking for a leaner government to cope with the challenging couple of years ahead.
Douglas East.
Chris Robertshaw lives in Crosby. He unsuccessfully stood for Douglas East in the 2006 but won the Douglas East seat in the 2010 by-election. Brenda Cannell's political career in the island began as a Douglas councillor. She served at Derby Ward between 1992 and 95. She's been MHK for Douglas East since 1996. Geraldine O'Neill, a teacher at St Ninian's High School for the last 10 years. He's previously been chairman of the Irish-Turkish Business Association. Richard Kissack was elected unopposed as Douglas councillor for Victoria Ward in April 08. As a Liberal Vanin candidate, he resigned from the party and is standing in the general election as an independent.
Onken.
Zach Hall, standing as a Liberal Vanin candidate, is a qualified airline pilot and is senior first officer with Eastern Airways. Peter Caron formed the Liberal Vanin Party in 2006. He entered politics in 1985, initially MHK for Middle, but following boundary changes, he's been an Onken MHK for more than two decades. June Kelly is chairman of Onken Commissioners. June started work as a nursery assistant before following a career in nursing. David Quirk was elected to Onken Commissioners in 1986 and in 2006 as MHK for Onken. Brian Stoll, chairman of Onken Commissioners until May this year, runs Glenville Farm as a livery stable and Stoll Properties. Adrian Earnshaw, Home Affairs Minister, has represented the district since 2001. He entered politics with Onken Commissioners in 1996 and elected to the House of Keys a year later, serving in five government departments prior to his current position of Home Affairs Minister in 2008.
Garth.
Nigel Dobson is a member and former chairman of London Commissioners. A Liberal Vanin Party candidate, he was one of the party's founder members. He stood for the Garth seat in the 2006 general election. Steve Roden lives in Laxey and has been Speaker of the House of Keys since 2006 and Deputy President of Tynwald since 2007. First elected as MHK for Garth in May 1995 in a by-election and has represented the seat since.
Ramsey.
Alan Bell lives in Bride, Minister for Economic Development and MHK for Ramsey since 1984. Anne Crane, Treasury Minister currently, MHK for Ramsey since 2003. Leonard Singer, member for Ramsey Town Commissioners, was MHK from 95 to 2003 and MLC from 2003 to 2006.
Linda Bowes-Cash is representing Liberal Vanin as the fifth candidate for Ramsey. She's a current member of the Isle of Man Employment Tribunal and the Institute of Directors.
Pat Ayres, standing as a Liberal Vanin candidate, is a 55-year-old semi-retired transport manager living in Lazare. Andrew Newington Bridges has lived in the island for more than 20 years, a former member of Arbury Commissioners and the chairman of the Isle of Man Municipal Association, lives in Sulby. Eddie Teer, Minister for Education and Children currently, has also served as Health Minister and Chairman of the Manx Electricity Authority. As a member for Treasury, he became MHK for Ayr in 2004 and lives in Andreas.
Michael.
Alf Cannon was educated at King William's College and the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst, serving 4 years as a commissioned officer in the Royal Regiment of Wales. He's lived back on the island since 2009 with his recruitment business Mackenzie Fox and lives in Sulby. Paul Heavey, Managing Director of Island Taxis Limited, has lived in Kirkmichael all his life. He was educated at Michael Primary School and QE2. David Talbot, a Patrick Commissioner, has lived on the island since 1975. He sold his accountancy practice back in 2008 to concentrate on his Connect 2 charity. He lives in Dalby.
Glenn Faber.
David Anderson has been MHK for Glen Faber since 2001. He's been Minister for Education and for Transport before his appointment as Minister for Health last year. Geoffrey Boot is after the Glen Faber seat again, having unsuccessfully stood against David Anderson in 2006 general election. He's lived near St John's for 26 years and has been a parish councillor in Sandgate in Kent.
Peel.
Tim Crookall, elected to Peel in the 2006 general election, is chairman of the Isle of Man Water and Sewerage Authority. He's also served on various committees of Tynwald and the House of Keys. Roger Gimbert stood for the Peel seat in the last general election in November 2006, losing to current MHK Tim Crookall. A commissioner since 2004, he was chairman in 2009-2010 and is currently chairman of the town's Chamber of Commerce. Ray Harmer's been working in the island's finance industry since 1994. He's a Peel commissioner, serving as chairman from May 2010 to 2011. Leslie Hansen's lived and worked in Peel for 30 years and owns a dental practice in the area.
Russian.
Phil Gorn, Minister for Infrastructure and MHK for Russian since 2003, lives in Ballochiel Ferrig. Quinton Gill, Deputy Speaker for the House of Keys and Chairman of the MEA, was elected to Russian in 2001, has been political member for various government departments and lives in Port St Mary. Lawrence Skelly has been involved in the Russian community since returning to the island 12 years ago. He runs wholesale business Manx Inspirations with his wife and is a partner in event management company Destination Isle of Man. June Watterson is the youngest MHK in the current Parliament. Member for Economic Development, he was elected to Russian in the 2006 general election. He chaired the select committee that investigated the collapse of the Kaufthink Singer and Freelander Bank.
Castletown.
David Pownall of Castletown served in the military for 9 years, being awarded the UN Peacekeeping Medal. He now works for the Manx National Heritage. Carol Quine, born and bred in Castletown, became a commissioner in the town in 2008, making her second attempt to win the Castletown parliamentary seat, following her stand against Tony Brown in the 1996 general election. Richard Ronan resigned as a commissioner in February this year after 7 years, having grown disillusioned with the erosion of power in the island's local government. He's lived and worked in Castletown all his life.
Colin Leather is the fourth candidate to declare for the single seat. He's a Castletown commissioner and has served on the local authority since 1980.
Malou and Santon.
Graham Crigine from Ballasalla is currently political member for the Department of Infrastructure and was a postman before successfully contesting Malou and Santon in the 2006 general election. John Hansen has lived on the Isle of Man for over 40 years and ran a hotel in Douglas for 20 of them. He lives in Santon. Gareth Kelly is a self-employed businessman who was born in Santon and lived there all his life. He gained his blacksmith's qualification and set up his own business, which has grown over the years.
Middle.
Paul Crane entered politics in 2007. He's been chairman of Moran Commissioners. Ewan Cottier is standing as Liberal Vanin candidate. He studied engineering at Isle of Man College and joined the RAF before working in the London area for Lombard, NatWest Banks and Smith's Industries. He returned to the island in 2001. Howard Quayle was president of the Manx Farmers Union up to 2010. He's built up an award-winning herd of pedigree Aberdeen Angus cattle, also receiving a gold award for his holiday cottage development in St Mark's. Martin Quayle has lived in Moran for most of his life. Elected MHK for Middle in 2001, he's been Minister for Tourism and Leisure, and then Home Affairs before being appointed Minister for Social Care.